Al-Zukhruf, the ornaments. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Ha-Mim, Allah is praiseworthy, the Lord of all honor. This perfect book that makes the truth perspicuously clear bears witness to the above truth. Verily, we have made it a Quran, such a scripture that brings the nations together, and a scripture eloquently expressive, so that you may make use of your understanding. And it, the Quran, lies safe with us in the mother of the book, which is the source of all knowledge, and it is indeed eminently sublime and full of wisdom. Should we then leave you altogether and turn away from giving you the reminder, the source of eminence for you, just because you are a people exceeding all limits and wasting your own selves? And so many a prophet did we send among the earlier peoples, yet there never came to them a prophet, but they treated him as of no importance. Look, we destroyed those who were stronger than these Meccans in valor, and the example of the former peoples has already gone before. So how can they escape meeting the same fate? And if you ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will certainly say, it is the Almighty and the All-Knowing God who has created them. It is He who made the earth a resting place for you, and who has for your benefit forged in its pathways so that you may follow the right path. And it is He who sends down again and again water from the clouds according to a set decree and in proper measure, and by this means we revive the dead territory. That is how you too shall be brought forth alive. It is He who has created pairs of all things. He has also made for you the ships and created the cattle whereon you ride, so that you may sit firmly on their backs, and then you may remember the favor of your Lord when you are firmly seated and settled on them, and say, glory be to Him who has made these things subservient to us, while we, if left to ourselves, were not capable of the task of subduing them. Certainly we are the ones bound to return to our Lord. Though they say that Allah alone is the creator of the heavens and the earth, yet they have made some of His servants His part, His son. Such a human being is evidently ungrateful. Or has He taken to Himself daughters from the things He Himself has created, and has chosen you for honoring with the sons? Yet as to themselves, when one of them is given the news of the birth of a female child, the like of which sex he ascribes to the most gracious God, his face becomes gloomy, and he is choked with inward grief. Is He your God who is brought up in the midst of ornaments and who is unable to make a clear expression to an argument and a plain speech in disputation and discussions? And they regard the angels, who are the servants of the most gracious God, as females. Did they witness their creation? In that case, their testimony will be recorded and they will be questioned about it. And they say, if the most gracious God had so willed, we should never have worshipped them. They have no real knowledge whatsoever in that matter. They do nothing but make conjectures. Have we given them a scripture before this, so that they are thereby adducing an argument in support of their conjectures? Nay, but they go on saying, we have found our forefathers on a certain course, and we, while walking in their footsteps, are following the right course of true guidance. It has always been the case. We never sent any warner to any township before you, but its insolent leaders and well-to-do persons said, we have found our forefathers on a certain course, and we are the followers in their footsteps to the right direction. Thereupon, the warner to them said, would you still follow the wrong course in their footsteps, even though I bring you a teaching giving better guidance than that on which you found your fathers? They said, we are disbelievers altogether in the teaching with which you are sent. So we were displeased with them. Behold, how miserable was the end of those who cried lies to our prophets. And recall the time when Abraham said to his sire and his people, I definitely disown what you worship, but not him, the true God, who created me, and he will surely guide me to the right way. And he, Abraham, made it, the divine unity, a word to abide as a permanent legacy among his posterity, so that they might turn to one God. Yet when these disbelievers took to idol worship, I did not obliterate them. Rather, I allowed them and their fathers to enjoy worldly provisions until there came to them this lasting truth and a great messenger who tells the right from the wrong. Yet no sooner did the lasting truth come to them than they said, This is enchanting, but we are disbelievers in it altogether. Moreover, they said, Why has not this Quran been revealed to some man of importance from either of the two townships, Mecca or Taif, the two centers of social and political life? What? Is it they who distribute the grace of your Lord? Nay, but it is we who distribute among them their livelihood pertaining to the present life. We exalt them in rank, one over another, so that some of them may take others in service. And the grace of your Lord is much better than what they amass of the worldly provisions. And were it not for the fact that all humankind would become followers of one course of disbelief, we would have given to those who disbelieve in the most gracious God roofs of silver for their houses and silver stairways whereby they could ascend. And for their houses we would have given similar doors and couches of silver whereon they could decline. And many more ornamental things of silver and gold. Yet all this pomp and show is nothing but an enjoyment of fleeting nature pertaining only to the present life. And the comfort of the hereafter with your Lord belongs exclusively to those who become secure against evil. As for him who forsakes the admonition of the most gracious God, we appoint for him a Satan, who then becomes an intimate companion for him. These Satans turn the people away from the right path, and the people think about themselves that they are following the right course of guidance. Till when such a person comes before us on the day of judgment, he will say to his respective Satan, Would that there had been the distance of the east and the west between you and me. What an evil companion is he! It will be said to the satanic people that day, Now, when it has been once proved that you acted unjustly, the fact that you are sharers in the punishment with those who misled you will be of no use to you at all this day. In this state of theirs, Prophet, would you make the deaf to hear, or guide the blind and him who is engrossed in glaring error? And even if we take you away from this world, we shall punish them in all events. Or we shall show you in your lifetime that punishment which we have promised them, for evidently we have absolute power over them. Therefore, hold fast to that which has been revealed to you, for you are surely on the exact right and straight path. And truly this Quran is a source of rising to eminence for you and for your people. And you shall all be asked about whether you did the duty you owe to it. And ask those of our messenger, whom we sent before you, whether we ever appointed any deities to be worshipped apart from the most gracious God. And we sent Moses with our messages towards Pharaoh and his courtiers. Accordingly, he said to them, I am truly a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. But no sooner did he bring them our signs that they laughed at them. We showed them no sign, but it was greater than its kind preceding it. And we seized them with the calamity so that they might return to the ways of righteousness. Every time the calamity visited them, they said, O man of vast learning, pray for us to your Lord, invoking him in view of the promises he has made with you. If he removes this affliction from us, we will surely follow the right course of true guidance. But no sooner did we relieve them of their affliction than they broke their word. Now, Pharaoh proclaimed among his people, wherein he said, O my people, does not the kingdom of Egypt belong to me? And these streams are flowing at my command? Do you not even see? Nay, I am better than this Moses, who is a miserable wretch and can hardly express himself distinctly. If he be a specially favored one of God, why have not then bracelets of gold been bestowed on him, and thus a chiefdom conferred on him? Or rather, why have no angels accompanied him, following him in procession, formed in serried ranks? Thus did he, Pharaoh, instigate his people against Moses, and demanded prompt obedience from them, and they obeyed him. They were indeed a wicked people. And no sooner did they displease us with their wicked ways than we punished them and drowned them all together. And we made them a thing of the past and an example to take warning from for the coming generations. When the case of Jesus, the son of Mary, is cited as an example, lo, your people start raising a clamor at it. And they said, what? Are our gods better, or he, the Christ? They have mentioned his case to you only by way of disputation. Nay, but the thing is that they are a contentious people. He was no more than a servant of ours, whom we graced with our blessings and favors, and we made him to be an example of virtue and piety for the children of Israel. And if we so willed, we could make some from among you, like angels, who could be our vicegerents in the land. And indeed this Quran gives the knowledge of the promised hour. So have no doubt about it, rather you should follow me. This is the straight and right path. Do not let the Satan turn you away from following it, for he is your enemy, cutting off your ties with God. And when Jesus came to his people with clear proofs, he said, I have indeed brought to you wisdom, and I have come to explain to you clearly some of the things over which you differ. So take Allah as a shield and obey me. The truth of the matter is that Allah alone is my Lord and your Lord. So worship him. This is the straight path. But hearing this, various groups of the people addressed fell into variance among themselves. Therefore, woe to those who act unjustly because of the torments of a woeful day. These opponents of the truth await only the promised hour, so that it may befall them suddenly and take them unawares. On that day, friends will turn into foes one against another. Such, however, will not be the case with those who have become secure against evil. God will say to the righteous, O my servants, this day you have nothing to fear, nor shall you ever grieve. You who believed in our teachings and submitted to our will, enter paradise, you and your spouses. You will be honored and cheered here. Then it will so happen that there they will be served in a round with bowls of gold and drinking cups, and there in paradise will be present all that their souls desire and their eyes find delight in, and you will be abiding therein forever. And such is the paradise, which you shall have as your own because of your righteous deeds. Therein you shall have fruit in abundance, enough for you to eat and spare. On the other side, the guilty will, of course, be abiding long in the torment of Gehenna. That torment will not be allowed to abate for them, and once caught in it, they shall completely despair. By punishing them so, we did them no injustice. Rather, it was they themselves who were the unjust and wrongdoers indeed. And they will cry, O Malik, the angel in charge of the hell, let your Lord finish with us, and thus rid us of the torment once and for all. He will reply, you have to remain here in this very state. God will say, we really brought you the truth, yet most of you were those who found the truth hard to follow. Now these opponents of truth have taken a decision to kill the prophet, so we have also taken our decision of the case of his saving. Nay, but they think that we do not hear their secret talks and their private consultation against our prophet. Indeed, we do hear not only that private talk, but our envoys, who remain by their side, are noting down everything. Say, the most gracious God has no son, and I am the foremost to bear witness to this fact. Holy is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, and the Lord of the throne of power, far above and free from those polytheistic things they ascribe to him. So leave them alone to indulge in vain talk and to keep themselves occupied with unreal things until they meet their time of punishment, which they have been promised. He it is who is the only God in all the heavens and the only God in the whole of the earth, and he alone is the all-wise, the all-knowing. And blessed be he to whom belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, and he alone has the knowledge of the promised hour, and to him you shall all be made to return. And all those whom they call upon, apart from him, have no authority to intercede with their Lord. But this right is given to him who bears witness to the truth, and they know him, the prophet, and his good conduct well. If you were to ask them, who created them? They will no doubt say, Allah. Then whither are they being led astray? And he has the knowledge of his prophet's repeated cry and appeal, O my Lord, these are a people who do not believe. So prophet, leave them alone, and bidding them goodbye, say peace. They shall soon know the truth and the folly that they are committing.